Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Well, we'd like to think you always win when you get great information on stocks, and that's what you get from the American Association of Individual Investors, and specifically from Charles Rotblat, who is editor of AAII Journal. He's also the author of a book, Better Good Than Lucky. You can follow him on Twitter, at Charles Rotblat, and he brings us the buy of the week every Tuesday, the sell of the week every Wednesday. That makes him the guest of the week every week. Again, you know how to find him on Twitter. The important thing we always say about AAII is that they're not tied to one specific strategy. So we never quite know what we're going to wind up getting from Charles. But that's why it's AAII.com if you want more information. Charles Rotblat, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is...
Amerco.
Now that is ticker symbol UHAL. I know folks might be going Amerco UHAL, UHAL U-Haul. This is the company that owns U-Haul. Why are they the buy of the week?
It is a company that owns U-Haul, and it's probably a lot easier to just say U-Haul. They actually also own a company called Oxford Life Insurance, which accounts for about 12% of the revenues, 11% of the revenues. Most of their business comes from what we know U-Haul as, running trucks, running trailers, and also having storage facilities. So this is actually a play on the recovery in real estate. People are going to move, people feeling better about their lifestyles, about their stuff. You're going to see more people running trucks, more people running trailers, and it sounds kind of odd, but one of the signs of economic prosperity is people tend to store more stuff as well. And this stock actually passed our CanSlim screen. We have a couple screens based on O'Neill's CanSlim method. We don't incorporate the entire method. We can't quantitatively screen for the cup and handle formations that Investors Business Daily likes to use, but we can look at growth and we can look at momentum. And this company actually does well in both. Over the last several years, we've actually seen strong earnings growth, 37% on an annualized basis over the last 5 years. Earnings are projected to grow this fiscal year by 26.8%. So you have this strong growth. You also have a pretty good chart. Its relative price strength rank is 79%, meaning that it's outperforming more than 79% of most companies. I often look at the screen, but I often don't use companies from the screen because on a valuation basis, a lot of these companies tend to have higher valuations. This screen does not consider valuation. It's looking for momentum in price and in terms of earnings, but it just so happens that U-Haul is trading at a PE of 14.2. So this is a case where you have a stock that has some great momentum, great growth characteristics, and the valuation is still very reasonable.
Yeah, I was going to say, so it's the screen that you're using, and then it's the Charles Rotblat, hey, this is my intuition kicking in.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a case where you can have a good screen that maybe set up for a different type of methodology, but if you have a certain approach, you can actually overlay it. And what's very interesting is that value and momentum pair very well. They're two very different strategies. But the reason why they pair very well is that value might lead you to concluding a stock's a bargain, and the momentum, if momentum's strong, it tells you that other people are looking at that stock and saying, hey, I think that's a bargain too. So they actually pairs very well together, even though they are two very different strategies for analyzing a stock.
So how good could this be?
Well, it's interesting. It's not so easy to value this company. If we look at the transportation industry median, it's 24.2, but then we're throwing in companies like your traditional trucking companies, you're throwing in trains. So it's not exactly an apples to apples comparison. So I'm a little bit nervous about saying, okay, here's the median for the PE. Let's say this stock's worth that, but we do have strong growth. And earnings are projected to maintain a double-digit growth pace, not only this year, but next year. So I think we could look at the PE possibly getting to the 18-19 range, still being reasonable, and that would imply perhaps 30% upside. even more if you start seeing earnings estimates being revised upwards following its rest of its quarterly reports.
Okay, so that's pretty good. And what kind of time period for that?
Well, I think you're looking at over the next year, and this is the case because we're looking at this on a momentum screen, and if you're buying it because of the momentum, you do want to keep an eye on the chart. And if you do see that relative price strength weakening, that would be a sign you want to pull out. When we use our Stock Superstars reports, we draw the line, the relative price strength drops below 50 for one of the groups in that report, in that portfolio, we'll then get out, and that might be a line in the sand investors can put in. Obviously, if you see earnings estimates being cut, that would be your other sign you want to get out of the stock.
So we go in, and that was, you actually sort of answered the question ahead of me asking it. We like it when that happens, because I was going to say, with a momentum stock, you were going to be going in knowing that you were looking for something to change. Now, out of curiosity, because you have this difference in methodology, you got the canceling methodology, but you got the rote blood intuition in play here. If it doesn't do what Canslim wants, but it still has the good valuation, do you stick with it? Or, you know, does it have to score on both sides to stay in the portfolio?
Well, I think in this case, you have to go in knowing why you're buying it. If you're solely buying it because, you know, at 14.2, I think this is a very attractive stock, you stick with it. But if you're buying this because of the momentum, both in earnings and price, in that case, then you need to pay attention to those two things and use that also as your gauge for getting out of the stock.
Okay, well, it is very, very interesting stuff. It is Amerco, A-M-E-R-C-O, Amerco, better known as U-Haul, U-H-A-L is the ticker symbol. And, well, you know, they're caught in the trucking business. Yep, so you want to get on board, or at least get out of the way of the truck, And we're going to get on board with Charles Roteblatt again tomorrow when he brings us the sell of the week. But in the meantime, check him out on AAII.com, where you can get information on the AAII Journal. Follow him on Twitter. He's at Charles Roteblatt. Charles, look forward to talking with you tomorrow.
I do as well.
Hey, we've just gotten started on the April 29th edition of Money Life, but we've got a lot more to go. So stick around. We're living the money life, and it continues right after this message.